as he was then, and he shall ever be. If you'd like to turn over to Romans, I wanted to reference a portion of the first chapter in a moment. But let me just start by saying, have you ever heard the saying, perhaps you have, the more things change, the more they stay the same? You know, the condition of man's heart today is just the same as it was 2,000 years ago during Jesus' time and when Paul wrote these epistles. Just think about the daily headlines, the evening news, if you will. And let's reflect what Paul wrote to the churches in Rome. Now, he also wrote something similar in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. But let's just take a moment to look in Romans, in the first chapter, and beginning in verse 20. And tell me if you don't think this describes our world today. Starting at verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men with men working that which is unseeming, and receiving into themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Is that not today's world? You know, heard somebody say, tell me once, you know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting some different outcome. That's insanity. Why would you ever think that things are going to change if you keep doing the same thing over and over again? But we have a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ in us, the hope of glory. This is not us. This is not us. This is the world. Modern man believes that he thinks differently than they did back then. But you see the similarity? Things haven't really changed much in 2,000 years. The afflictions of society today, they were the same in Corinth, they were the same in Ephesus, they were the same in Rome. They haven't changed. But you know what? Jesus hasn't changed either. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And everything that he did, everything that he is, everything that he shall do, every reason he came to earth as a man was for these exact 23 afflictions that we counted in this portion that we just read. And Ty's beautiful study on the numbers, on what numbers mean in the Bible, the number 23 means death. But yet here we are. You know, there are countless expressions of the futility of man's efforts everywhere. You go out in public anytime, you'll see t-shirts, you'll see billboards, bumper stickers, slogans, flags, banners, causes, movements, you name it. Of all these different things, when was the last time you saw anybody saying, with a t-shirt, "I love Jesus"? You see, God doesn't want, people don't want God. They don't want Jesus. But yet he's the only one that has already made a way of escape for all these things, for anybody who wants to come to him. They don't need to think that, people don't need to think, well, that's just the way God made me. No. Satan is the deceiver. You know, he's the prince and power of the air. And he's more prevalent now, I believe, than, or maybe just as prevalent as he was back then. And he used every method in his toolbox. And he's got a big arsenal of tools to keep people away from God. To keep people away. But yet in Jesus, that's the only true peace. That's the only true love. That's the only true grace. That's the only, he's all there is. You see, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I saw a fellow the other day, and you've probably seen this too. You know, had a little bracelet on his arm, on his wrist. You know, you've all seen it. WWJD, what would Jesus do? Okay, pretty popular, you know, maybe in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. It kind of tells you, I think it conveys a message like, okay, if I'm in a situation, what would Jesus have done? I'd rather think of it this way. WDJD. What did Jesus do? What did he do? He did it all. There's nothing I can do. He did it all. He did it all. And I think once people come to recognize that, they stop all this foolishness, and what the gospel of Paul says is just self-righteousness. And it's foolishness. It's an abomination unto the Lord. And people think, well, I think I'm doing good. There's only one good. There's only one who's good, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's him. Praise the Lord that there is no sin. No sin that Jesus' blood does not cover, that no human condition that he cannot heal someone from. Name it, and he can take that away. Doesn't matter what it is. He can take it away because he's God. And he came to save. He didn't come to judge people. He says, I did not come to judge. I came to save. And he was criticized by many. Oh, he dines with sinners. He came to save. And Jesus is the only answer to this world. You look at the news. You can't legislate it. You can't enact laws. You can't do all the, you know, that's just man. Jesus is the only way. He's the only answer. He's the only salvation. He's the only way to escape eternal death. I mean, he is. If there had been a different way, wouldn't God have said, well, if you do so many of these things? Oh, there's plenty of that out there too. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when John announced him, he simply said this, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." All of them. Aren't you thankful that you've accepted Jesus as your Savior? Amen. God bless you this morning.